What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business. It's Thursday, noon Central Time. That means it's time for Dispatching Live, where we're going to look at the load boards. We're going to talk about, what have we been talking about lately? Accounts getting hacked. Of course, Central Dispatch. We're going to take a look at Super Load Board. Whatever the load boards do you want to look at? What are the load boards are worth looking at? You know, there's a few, sure. And then we'll give the reasons why. We want to know your reasons why. This is your community. This is your resource. Jump in the live chat. And please do, don't forget. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Ty. Yeah, man. If you see a like just laying around, you know, like maybe it got stuck up above the cabinet by the shotgun, find that like and just slap it on the screen for us. We really do appreciate that. Also, if you're lost in car shipping, you're not sure what you can do, what you need to do, you want a second opinion, maybe you're going to sell that trailer. Did you calculate it right? I saw a guy on Facebook was off by 10 grand. Go ahead and call or text Ty, 417-483-2764. Send an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Thank you so much for doing that. And please do, oh shoot, I gotta get the, really Jay, you're not ready? You know, you got all morning, right? You got all morning, and then you do these things live, and you got your, you know, you think this is some kind of magic show. The way you run this place, you're fired! Please do help me wish a warm welcome, job opening, to your friend and mine, Sue. How you doing? What's going on?
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. Yeah.
She jumps out of the hat.
We could saw her in half. And now we got two dispatchers.
There you go. For the price of one.
Yeah. Hey.
I have to get a hold of John for that, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We do have is there a magician in the house?
Yes. Yeah, and I mean, when I tell people that I have a magician truck driver, they always laugh at me, and I'm like, I'm for real. He part of the year, he's a magician with his whole family, and they travel over the United States.
He is.
And the rest of the time, he runs a four-car hauler.
if you don't know this in the live chat, yeah, John Bloom is a real guy.
Yep.
And he loves beignets down in New Orleans.
And he loves everything.
Yeah, he does.
He goes everywhere.
Does he still have his Facebook page?
Oh, which one?
Oh, he's got my multiples. Gosh. He's got Fred the Cat. Does he still have Fred the Cat? Okay, Fred the Cat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Fred's been mad at him because he's not gone out on the road because he's doing Easter candy right now. So they do Easter candy during this time of the year, too.
He does magic shows. His whole family's part of the magician show, right?
And they're all part of the Easter candy too.
He's
yeah.
also a car hauler, and he's a good car hauler. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, I've done ride-alongs with him. I've had barbecue with him. And he takes it as it is, he tries to do the best he can.
Yeah.
But he doesn't let the little things bother him.
No. In fact, he makes a big story out of them so he can put it on his Facebook and keep on going. And you know, the best thing is he'll pick up a car from a residence and he'll say, okay, follow me on Facebook and you'll see exactly where your car is the whole time because I'm posting as I go. And he does, and they do follow him. I think it's hilarious because then that way it's better than a tracker. They can really see where he's at and stopped at and everything else. So.
And that is really a neat – I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That you know, and this is where, when they talk about transparency, you know, he may not be the ideal corporate car hauler.
Right.
But you know who's hauling your car, and you know where he is.
Yeah.
And you can get a real sense of the guy. John Bloom, Paladin Enterprises, shout out. And maybe he should, you know, he should capture this clip and post it on his timeline. I'll have to tell him. So, yeah, John got a big shout-out on March 23rd at around noon Central Time.
There you go.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, and it is. It's marketing. See, and that's what's interesting. It is. It's branding. That's what's so funny. It may seem trivial or trite, but it's marketing. And marketing leads to business. That's why marketing isn't just a thing because it's, you know, well, social media, you know, makes you wonder. Right? But marketing... Good marketing should lead to more business.
Absolutely.
It really should.
And he does some marketing for companies he comes across, and he just helps them.
And he's a creative guy, too.
Yeah,
being creative, everybody should do this, too. Take a moment. Mm-hmm. If you know somebody, and whether, you know, it's you, your spouse, your kids, if somebody's doing something creative, you know, encourage creativity.
Yep.
We have this bad habit of stifling creativity, right? And if you smother creativity, that flame will go out. It won't come back on, unless you're lucky. We should celebrate. And then what happens is we stifle creativity, and then suddenly somebody's super creative, and we're like, oh, wow, it's so amazing. Yeah, well, they wouldn't let you smother their creativity. So, I don't know. Okay. That was weird. Okay, so what are we doing up on the thingamajigger? Yeah.
So we are at 30,642. Last week we were at 30,219. I would not tell you that it has helped us any in any way, shape, or form, because this week has been a nightmare.
Is that the same number again?
No, it was 30,219 last week.
Oh, pretty it's close. Changed by a few hundred? It's the same number. Sue.
Yeah. Well, not literally.
Don't tease me. Anyways. Live. So it's the same number, as Jay said.
Pretty much.
Okay, but, and so nothing's changed?
No, nah, I mean, honestly, this week's loads have been shittier than last, and it's about the same amount. So what does that tell you?
Wow.
So they're either non-existent or cheap or non-existent.
Well, this is my fault. So how is it going? But you're able to keep your guys loaded, right?
Sometimes. I mean, we had a really rough couple of days. Oklahoma has been bad. I mean, and I've got a driver that lives down in Houston. So we do a lot of Beasley loads for United Road. And we took a load up to Oklahoma, four vehicles, and could not get him out of there. It is bad. I was just trying to work him back down to Houston so I could take another load, right? And we had three loads that were supposed to go to Houston. Only one of them came through. And then I ended up taking just a couple loads down to Dallas that were paying $1 a mile just to get him out of Oklahoma to load out of Dallas. And so what we ended up doing was taking more loads just the rest of the way down to Houston so we could pick up more Beasley loads. But yeah, I mean, the loads were crap. There was an excellent load on there out of Dallas going to Minnesota. The guys had it on there for 3 or 4 days. I keep texting him. Jen keeps texting him. It was like $1,800. And trying to get this load to just take that instead, guy would never answer. He finally answers and says, well, I don't have the paperwork on it yet. I don't know when they're going to be ready. Well, what the hell are you listing them on the board for? And then not to answer for hours, right? And it's a broker.
That's what I call a post and run.
Yeah, well, post and never answer, yeah.
Well, they do. They post it. It's usually good. So they post it, and then they hide under the bed sheets.
Yeah, because
and it's like, what's
the point?
Yeah, really, it is the weirdest business model.
Yeah. Well, and then when he tells me he doesn't have the paperwork, and I'm like, well, you have the paperwork tomorrow morning. We'll be there in the morning. I don't know when I'm going to have it.
A post and run usually means we don't have it.
Yeah. Why even list it? Why waste your time?
Because if you wouldn't do a post and hide under your bed sheets if you had it.
Right.
That would make no sense.
No, not as a broker, because they're making money.
And what I'm wondering is, so who on YouTube is making videos teaching post and hide under the bed sheets?
Well, I will say, like, some of them will call. Like, I'll list one, and then we leave the office because, you know, we leave at a certain time, and then they're like beating up. You just listed this car. Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean we're open 24/7.
Well, you know what I mean? That's why you don't post a car at 3 a.m.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Unless you've been like binge watching, you know, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. let's see here. So, everybody, thanks for saying hello in the live chat. Really do appreciate it. It's Dispatching Live. It's that time of the week, and it's that time of the month. Yep. Danny B. is here. Ty is here. Elaine is here. John Larrick is here. John C. is here. Gary Garth of Logistics is here. Carlos Braxton in the house. Thank you all so much. Don't forget, search around behind the refrigerator and find that like stuck back there with the cheese from last year, you know? Let's see here. We got industry news coming up, and I did have a question about loads. We're going to talk about, we do want to know, what load boards do you want to talk about? Is there an app? Oh my gosh. Is there an app you want to talk about? I don't know what it is. DDD is here. Like, what's going on? And here's what I wanted to ask. All right. If you're having trouble putting together good loads, mm-hmm. and when Ty talks to somebody at the auction, like, you're right, we're having trouble getting loads moved. Mm-hmm. How do you parse the two?
Yeah, see, that doesn't...
It doesn't make sense, right?
No, they have to be listing them too low or something like that.
That's right. So that's the only answer. They have to be listing them too low.
Yep.
Now, Ty and I have been talking about this, because this is upper-level stuff. You know, we're looking at the load board, but who posted that load and why is the question, right? Right. I know that we don't have Jay, you and your philosophy and all that stuff. It's great. I just need to book a load. But again, we got to ask the question, who is posting it and why? And also, are there some load boards that some companies have to post to? Did you know this?
No.
I know. This is where it gets really weird. For example, let's say a car is bought or sold at a manhunt. Which load board is a car bought or sold at a Mannheim going to end up on?
Possibly Ready Auto.
What'd you say?
Possibly Ready Auto.
Possibly Ready Auto. That's right. You got it.
That would be your number one.
We're speculating live. Don't get your briefcase out and start filing documents. But I think that's true. And I do believe I've actually talked to somebody that somewhat verified that. Okay. Let's do it this one. If you are moving a car for Carvana, which load board are you probably going to be using?
Carvana.
You know what? It's now Run Buggy, I think.
Well, that's ADESA, is what they're saying.
So Carvana owns ADESA.
Right, but they're saying it's going to be ADESA loads. That's what the guy sent the email that said. So who knows?
Okay, well, and I don't mind being wrong live. I do it all the time. But the thing is that you won't find it. Will you find it on other load boards? No. And this is part of the point is you have to start to understand who works with who.
Right.
Because that if you don't work with them too, you're not going to be moving those loads.
Right, because Carvana's new load board is called ClearPath something or other.
You know, it's interesting you said that. Now, ClearPath TMS is a mobile app. I don't think it's a load board.
Well, it's their load board. That's where you go to get your loads at.
On ClearPath TMS?
Yeah, ClearPath TMS is where we go pick up our loads at now, right?
Yes,
that's the new one that they had us all sign up for to go get our actual loads from.
But I thought Run Buggy was the... Okay, well, so we got to find out. And yet, don't you hate it? Here we are.
This is
the number one auto transport show, and we don't even know. Does that make sense? Do you know why that is?
Because
the information's not getting out. The only thing we can learn on LinkedIn is how great everybody is. But we're not learning the news of what's happening, the changes happening right in front of us. And then what happens is a company hears me say this or whatever, and they're like, oh, yeah, okay, we'll get the news out, and we'll do it ourselves. Yay, another podcast. Yeah, we need another podcast, like we need another app. But whatever, that's fine. Don't share the news. We'll find the news, and we'll share it when we find it.
Did I send you that email from Run Buggy? About it?
Yeah, we can go. Okay. I'll tell you what. We'll go in here. Let's do this. Let's go into the news. It seems like it's time. But I think I got my point across. We don't know. We have to guess live because we can't get the information. It is like pulling teeth to get news and information in transportation and logistics. Look at the number one load board. How much do you really know about this load board?
Really? Not a whole lot, because you don't
much.
To talk to anybody.
Not really. Yeah.
You just know it's been there for years.
And did you know they've been pumping out some videos lately? I wonder where they got that idea. God. Bananas. I mean, you know, but they're putting out these little videos. And who's watching them? Why? And there's no context. It's just, it's awesome. I love it. Great. I'm going through puberty live, too, so that's good. Let's do this. Okay. Yeah, that's out of order. Well, that's all right. We'll go to that. That's fine.
What kind
We're
of
gonna start with
engineer?
this. Yeah, this is interesting. Here comes a question that I got on my channel.
No, I wouldn't.
What kind of insurance for a one car hauler do you need? $1 million liability, 500 cargo, no. Still, even though it's one car, no. Would I still get, yeah.
No way I would do 500,000 unless you're enclosed or something.
Right.
You're only planning on hauling super expensive cars. The yeah. most I would put on that would be $100,000 cargo.
Okay, that what an amazing answer. And what I'll try to do is I'll try to clip this part of the video in the reply. That was at 12:15. And in the live chat, I said this too in the original reply, you know, tune in and see what the live chat says, because you guys are instrumental in helping provide additional point of view. This is one of the things that, while there is a dumpster fire, on the other side of that, ask a car hauler, right? Who does that?
Right.
And now somebody's going to launch a podcast called Ask a Car Hauler. But I mean, who asks car haulers? Nobody. You go to the auction and they tell you the guard, some numbnuts at the guard shack, oh my god, now I'm canceled, tells you your business.
Yeah.
Can we flip that? How about you ask before you go nuts? Ask, what do you think, you know, or what do you know, or what do you normally do?
Yeah.
I go to Walmart last night. Ah, forget that story. It's stupid. Okay. So you got 100, how much in cargo? 100,000.
Yep.
For one car.
Yep.
Right? You still need $1 million in liability, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
1 million liability. Do you want to go ahead, for anybody that doesn't know what you're talking about, do you want to explain cargo versus liability? For, you know, someone that's new.
Yeah, so your liability is like a huge policy, like if something were to majorly happen that was not necessarily like a crash or, you know, that kind of thing. It's like running into somebody's yard, taking out their fence, killing somebody. That's where your $1 million liability is for. Your cargo is if you damage the car in transit in some way, shape, or form before you get it to the customer or something to that effect. I mean, honestly, you could have 50, but most companies out there, even if being a one car, is going to expect you to have at least 100,000. That's like usually their base minimum is 100,000. So that's why I would do it for 100. Don't do it for 5. Good God, I wonder how much that would even cost for 500,000 for a one car. Way too much more money than they need to spend. That's built for your, you know, even our 9-10 car haulers usually carry, what, 250 or 350. So, yeah, don't do it. But
did you see Auto Transport, Everything You Need to Know says he sees 44,000 loads on Central?
That's because what I only put in 3 days. Yeah, yeah, I always put 3 days in.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see what it is 60 days from now. That doesn't even work for any of us. We all know that's just a bunch of bull.
I don't know how many times I've tried to book that weeks out load. It doesn't work.
No.
Plateau is plateau to clear path. See, John, I thought clear path, I didn't know clear path had a load board. Can we get a confirmation on that? I did not know that. I'm familiar with clear path, and they call it clear path TMS. It's a TMS.
Right.
It's a TMS
they just switched
app.
It over. From
yeah,
where
don't
you
have
used
a
to go to Carvana or ePay Manager.
Okay,
now you go to ClearPath to get your load. Oh,
okay. To accept it into your TMS.
No, to request it on their board.
Ah, but what's the board? The board isn't ClearPath.
Yeah, it's ClearPath. That's where we get our loads.
Really? I want to see this. Okay, that's new. I haven't seen it. But you know, Jay.
they just changed it a few months ago,
Jay.
Oh, okay,
so. They just changed it.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the memo. And it's funny that I have a section called, Did You Get the Memo? Thermonuclear Thursdays, that's where we are. And, you know, you can blow your top. Okay. Sue's been pissed. Yeah, see, John said it. They don't have a load board. I'm telling you. It doesn't matter, though. Nobody cares.
Sue, well, that's the link they send you to go get the loads.
Well, I know. Well, whatever. What the hey? Hey, why have you been so pissed?
Oh, should we still keep going over this? It's the new transactional rating system on Central Dispatch that sucks.
They'll be throwing chairs at the window from the 33rd floor. Yeah, Sue is pissed at the transaction. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, this is... So today's show's effing worthless updates. We're still...
Yeah.
And I was going to update it to, like, Metrobot. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about that. For sure.
Because, you know, if you're... Don't feel like you're the only one putting out crappy-dee crap. You're not. You're not alone. Okay. That was a little... I apologize to the viewers and the to all the Karens out there at the barbecues causing trouble. I'd like to apologize, and for the crappity crap comment, the 33rd floor chair comment, and the buzzer. Signed, you know who. All right, let's keep going. When we give feedback, what is this?
When we're doing the ratings. Okay, so this is what's crazy. Okay, so used to be when you would go in, say I dispatched a load to a transporter, okay? Because I just checked it again today. You click on them, you can't see what rating you gave them. You have to go into the pending transactional ratings, which is crazy because why should we have to keep going into different places? So I'm not talking about the ratings that we're seeing. I'm talking about like if I give someone a rating. We don't get a notice that we gave someone a rating. We don't get a notice if we get a rating. Used to be we got all of those emails.
Yeah.
I don't know why they deleted all of that. Because,
oh my
you know,
God.
We could get something negative written about us and you never know it unless you're going in and checking constantly, which is ridiculous. And the same thing for the transporter. I guarantee you they don't know. I mean, I've been reading some comments. Holy crap, people are writing stuff on here. I will say it is helpful.
Whoa.
For transporters when they've done screwed up crap. Oh,
you got it. You know what? Do you know how to screen capture?
No, because I can't do it on my new keyboard, and I can't figure out how to do it. I've had people try to help me, and
okay,
I can't.
Okay, but well, you can download a program, though. Everybody do this. If you love ATI, I want you to go here. Hopefully that's not a spamity spam. You go to monosnap.com, and you don't need to create an account and sign in and all that stuff. You just download. This is what, should be able to, and they may have changed it. I have the old Monosnap. If you scroll to the bottom, there's a download button. Here we go. I'm going to share the link. Yeah, you can download Monosnap. It's super easy, and you can screen capture anything. But once you understand what you're doing, you can actually record video too, but I find that it's harder to use. But you can screen capture, and you just literally, you click on an upper left corner, and then create a square, and then save it, and name it, and you can send it into auto, you can screen capture anything, pretty much. It's awesome. That's literally, how do you think I made this? Screen capture. I used Monosnap. And you can even, it's got a red underline function. Look at the transparency.
Sweet, I was wondering how you did that.
Yeah, it's so easy. I don't have anything high tech here. Look at the ratings just go crazy. That's it. Yeah, so you can Monosnap. I want you to Monosnap.
I will start doing that.
Carrier
some
comments
of these,
and underline or, you know, just whatever.
Well, it's the broker comments about drivers.
Those
are the ones I'm finding because I'm looking up them to see whether I'm going to let them haul for me.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff that they're writing about these transporters, it's not just bad communication. It's like they took my car for forever. It took so many days to get it. Oh, my best one yesterday was, and I can pull this one up because I know the name of the company. Hang on. They double brokered the load. And then went around behind the actual, let me look it up here, went behind the broker, added an extra vehicle to it, and then that extra vehicle did not go, and they want the company that they double hired out to wanted their money, which totally understandable. It says this is I don't know if you want to see it or not, but I can show it on
I want to see it.
Okay,
plus Fritz just sent something in. I'm trying to. Somebody made a 43-minute video of, I guess, a car hauler flipped.
Oh, really?
But it's, he's on a straight road, so, yeah, I'll share this in a minute, Fritz. That's interesting.
So this says, this company double brokered to a different company violating our dispatch agreement And the name of their company is Safe Ship Moving. Dispatched one Dodge and one Alfa Romeo for $1,900. Customer then added a motorcycle. Price went up to $2,750. E-Freight did not pick up the motorcycle. Driver is now trying to charge the customer $2,750. And we adjusted the price back to $1,900 for two vehicles, not three.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so Point Central Dispatch, you know, they're like, please say something nice.
Right.
But why are you losing some of the functions you liked?
Well, exactly.
Why?
I don't know.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense, because what difference would it hurt them as far as us getting the email notices that we've got ratings, and also vice versa, and that the rating that you gave to somebody went through? Why would that make a difference?
Somebody, there's somebody at Central Dispatch laying on the floor. They looked up at the screen. They're like, oh my God, he finally said something nice. It's been 2 months.
Well, I don't know. This whole transactional thing, it's not getting any better, and they're not going to change it. So I'm not really sure what's going to take place with this. Because honestly, except for, you know, this is handy, don't get me wrong. But if we can't rate a company when they don't pick up a car,
well, that's
supposed to be picked up.
I was about to get
what's
canceled.
The point?
Yeah,
no, what's the
so
point?
Dumb. Yeah, oh my
that's
God.
Your, that was the, their ratings for like, late pickup, and, not pickup, that kind of thing. And we can't and even do that.
And let's back up the truck, because I mean, wouldn't your clients, consigners, buyers, fleet operations managers want to know
yes.
the carrier didn't pick up?
Yes.
I mean, who the F is this for?
Yeah.
Is it just a giant oversight?
I think so. And like I get said again, it's because
well, fix it,
there's
man.
Nobody that works there that actually does
oh,
this.
Oh, that's right. The mail slot people. Ah, yes. The Fiverr mail slot people.
Yeah. Taking now, away just because they haven't delivered
bad.
Is not the way to do this.
I feel bad. If you work there and you're hearing this, I mean, that would be hurtful.
Yeah.
But what happened?
Yeah.
Where is everybody?
Yeah.
I mean,
this should be, it should not be based on whether you deliver the dang car, because people cancel all the time. Like, every day,
your company has as much money as Elon Musk.
There you go. Fix this.
God.
I agree. I mean, that's one of the major things wrong with this new rating system, is that you have to deliver the car before you can rate somebody. I'm not saying that we should maybe they shouldn't let us put comments in or something like that if they don't want to. But there should be a way to rate a company when they cancel on you. For example, Copart, IA, you put on there exactly. There is no point in putting exactly on anything anymore.
Oh my God,
unless
the word
they
exactly
deliver it.
Is
exactly is
now.
Pointless. Because
is
all
totally
they gotta do is
pointless.
Call you and cancel, and there's nothing we can do about it. And they kind of laugh secretly behind us.
Exactly.
You can't do nothing to me now. Ha,
you're screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed. Go list it again. Go
oh
tell your customer
God.
I didn't pick up, and now I've got a $50 fee on there.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
Don't fix it. Don't fix it.
Yeah.
Keep this crap broken, because we know a couple other companies, at least one, that is going to work double time to do better.
Okay, so Bold just said something that some new companies
so
have
it.
Several hundred ratings within a few days. I saw the same thing. How is that happening?
Some new companies had several hundred ratings within a few days.
There's a broker on here that had something like
please don't fix it.
Ratings.
Do not fix it. I love this.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Because if you fix these problems, what are we going to do on Thursdays?
We'll have nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
Just like when they went down last week, right in the middle of the show, we're like, what the hell just happened?
Exactly.
Go you know, to Super Dispatch.
It's to go to Super Dispatch. It's dispatching live. This is the dispatching live effect. And we understand it's unsettling at first. It's a bit, you'll feel a bit queasy. But once you realize this is the truth you've been dying for, and that you've really taken the right pill, you'll feel so much better.
Yeah.
You'll be right as rain. You know she says that when she bakes them the cookies? Okay. We're going to be live at Car Conference next week. So just heads up, everybody. another week of abnormal programming here on Dispatch, or whatever. We're going to be talking about the transportation dumpster fire. The transportation dumpster fire, it's real. You know it because if you book a load and you agree to exactly, and then you cancel and there's no repercussions, you're dealing with a transportation dumpster fire. You said, what did you say? You just sent me this. Just had a carrier tell us he doesn't have to do an inspection with a customer delivery. What?
Yeah, no shit. That just literally happened right before we went on the show. He was delivering a car, delivered the car to my owner. The owner told him he was really busy, give him a few minutes. He had two customers in there because it was a dealership. And the guy just took off and left. So we call him because there's a cracked rear taillight, which he did, because I have the super dispatch from when he picked up and there was nothing there. He didn't have a signature at delivery. He came back and he said, well, I don't do inspections at delivery unless I do an STI. And I'm like, well, you essentially did an STI because you left without getting a signature. Why wouldn't you have done an inspection? Anyways, he says, yeah, I don't do inspections at all with customer at delivery. What the hell? God. And it's not like he's a new company. He had 41 ratings from 20. He's from 2021. We call the dispatcher, and the dispatcher says, well, I'm not the owner. He's the owner transporter. Talk to him about it. I'm like, great. Thanks for your help. Moving on.
Here's the moving on. Pass. Here's the – okay, Fritz sent in a video. Now, somebody made a 43-minute video, Transport Trouble, because why focus on trucking when you can try to get some views on YouTube? I'm kidding. Okay, so this is a three-car wedge that's flipped. So the question is, why has it flipped? Well, if you look at it, it looks to me like it was loaded on the top with nothing. Am I right?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
And then so we got to find out, what are the other factors? Well, everybody likes to road rage, right? Nobody can drive normal. I see it like, you know what's weird? I think people regularly just continue to accelerate the vehicle. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know if there's just too much WWF. I don't know what it is. And so then to keep up, and plus, you know, now this looks like a highway. Was he coming around a corner?
It looks straight, but I can't really tell.
I know. But that is an intersection back there. So he just came through the intersection. Maybe a railroad signal back there. I don't know. I don't know why he flipped, but, you know, I'm not entirely shocked.
Is that just one vehicle that's on there? Is that what you're saying too?
And
like, it looks like a big ass truck.
And I don't know
or
where
is that
the truck,
or is that his truck?
Well, so okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's okay. Well, there's okay, the vehicle. That's yeah. So it definitely was loaded on the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's no need to do an inspection on that. Yeah. You don't need that.
Yeah.
Yep. He's got, there we go. He's got his, is that a single? Okay. He's got a dual rear wheel dually there.
And okay, he had one vehicle on the top, and he flipped over.
But that's the number one problem was the vehicle right up. There was a vehicle on top. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's funny still. Anyways, that's your flip of the week, and everybody loves a good flip of the week.
Except for that.
All right. We'll keep going. Hey, how did Dad, how did you become a millionaire? I bought a truck for $220K in 2022 and hauled loads for $1.5 a mile in 2023. Effing legend. It's so freaking funny, dude. Oh, God. Thanks for sending that in. And Fritz, thanks for sending in the video, too. Really do appreciate it. We are following the disconnect between sales and operations. So, yes, that's not all drama. We have a purpose. Show me the truck. Yeah, so you sent... This is an actual load.
Yeah, we took that.
This was posted on Central, I'm assuming.
It was, and I paid almost $1 a mile, and I needed it because I was taking a 3500, and I knew I couldn't make anything else fit with my three car, and it paid really well.
How was it listed?
Just like
cab
that, so it was just a cab, and they said they would send me a picture of it, and I looked at it, and I'm like, well, if they'll fork it on,
like a 60s
fork it off, then I'll
Chevy or something?
Yeah, it was an old truck, and I was
Maybe
like,
Ford,
okay, they
yeah, I
just
don't know.
named a
It's
cab. And I was
funny.
like, really, a cab? And
It was
yep.
hilarious. Yeah, come on and
Out of
get it.
Texas, went to
Well,
Tennessee.
we'll help you. We got it up on a couple dollies, and we'll help you roll it up on the thing. Okay.
No, it was a forker, fork
It was a
on, fork off.
forker? All
It
right,
was a
good.
forker.
That's good. Hey, this
Oh
looks a little
my.
heavy this morning. Here we go. This was on Hot Shot Trucking.
That's
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Holy
Wonder how
crap.
many more he has of
Oh
those. He
my
must still have a
God. How often
car.
do you change tires?
A lot.
Jesus
That's gonna
Christ.
break those really
I mean,
quick.
I'm sitting at a desk and I'm wondering what's going on. That's crazy.
How big is that truck? What is that?
That will be
35?
the last load. The transmission is coughing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, that's
Why would you
wild.
put that van up at the very top like
Oh
that?
my God.
There's another one ready to flip
Yeah.
of the week.
Oh
There
my God. Just got 300 new ratings today.
you
I fought the fence and the
Ouch.
fence won.
Yeah.
So here's,
Ouch.
yeah. I don't even know. I can't figure out the mechanics on this. I just can't. But
Unless
it ain't.
something slung
But,
a
but
wow,
my
what kind of
God, what
noise?
the hell?
Well, I jacked up that truck. I wow.
Eastbound and down, ready, set, go trucking, whatever he says.
I'm not
And
really
there's
sure.
the truck. That's when I'm surprised I could get it unloaded. That's what it did
Wow.
to the
So it
bed of
flung
that
back
truck.
in there and just took it
Isn't
out.
that
Now it looks like a
wild?
new
That
truck.
is crazy.
How that did that, yeah.
It's nuts, man. Send in your route scouts if you got one. We'll
3,500.
check on some loads. Hey, did you get the memo? This kid, Chris Chamberlain, sent this. This was good. He was talking about John's setup. We were looking at it last week. But as we pointed out, Missouri. And thanks for the clarification, the comment. This is good stuff because not everybody sees the show, and you can read the comments. Missouri sees you as a truck and not a tractor,
Right.
not a car hauler. So,
Yeah, they're right. You can remove the bed, you still can't overhang.
Well, right. And I think I actually have a bed removal in here. Hey, this is about Rams. Another one on Hot Shot Trucking. Just a little heads up for anybody thinking about buying a new Ram. This is not my words. We've talked to two separate dealerships. One that has been trying to get ours fixed for 5 months and six times in the shop. The other one, about 100 miles away, they both said they do not recommend anybody buying a Ram diesel right now because they can't figure out what they did to the emissions system that they cannot figure out how to fix. It's funny that it's the emissions system. That makes total sense. And the 4500, 5500 truck are on engineer's halt for the transmissions, which means if the shear ring in your transmission breaks, which is happening, they cannot even order a transmission for your truck until the engineers figure out what they're breaking. In short, don't buy a Ram for hauling.
Wow,
Interesting. Isn't that
really?
interesting?
That's
So, good job, Hot Shot Trucking. I think I have found, oh, you can't read it. I think I have found Hot Shot Trucking to be one of the more, how do I say this? Resources where I'm regularly finding like information rather than just, cat fights.
I think, see, I've got a Dodge that's down right now.
I wonder if.
And they can't figure out whether it's the transmission or what it is. And it's been down for months too. I need to talk to him about that.
Wow.
And
Well,
he
look
can
at all
send
the
me different
comments.
shops.
So if
Yeah.
you go to Hot Shot Trucking and maybe put in, I don't know how you find it, if you can search, Ram for hauling, but
Yeah.
lots of people weighed in on this.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of information. And that's what makes these, that's what, see, that's the power of Facebook. It's
Right.
funny that Facebook got so jacked because this is like these forums and threads should be extremely useful. But it's when somebody cannonballs in and goes, "Hey, I'm new here." That's when it's like, "Oh God." But, whatever. I shared this Tuesday night. Hey there, looking to add to your fleet? Check out our used hauler truck sale. Day cab, sleeper styles, Cottrell, Freightliner, Peterbilt. Who do you contact? What? You contact Carvana.
Anna.
What? And I'm looking at the, I'm like, okay, this is, so wait, what does this mean?
They're selling some equipment.
Okay, what does that mean?
They're going out of business. I don't
Okay, I
know.
mean, I don't know. I'm speculating live, but this, I found it interesting.
That is interesting,
Right?
isn't
It
it?
is. Yeah, and I mean, I haven't seen this information anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just like Ty heard something about United Road this morning,
Really?
but you can't find information anywhere.
Huh.
I'm just gonna leave that there. Just go ahead and
Yeah.
place it on the pillow.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's another one. Oh, this is in follow-up. So
This
you
is what I
sent
was
this
talking
in.
about.
Okay. This is from Ashley at Run Buggy, and I left the information here because this is public service announcement.
Right.
She says, "I assure you this is not a scam," in response to that email. So as a Carvana carrier, by the way, there it is, Carvana, which owns ADESA. This was an invite to move cars for ADESA, as well as they are migrating to their new TMS powered by Run Buggy, which I heard somebody say Hitch again. We need to learn more about Hitch. You can reach out to them with this email. Hey, are you in touch with Ashley? Man, I need to contact Ashley. I need to learn more about Hitch.
Good. There's her email.
I'm gonna do that. Yeah. Ashley Run Buggy. We need to get up on. Yeah. There we go. All right, cool. Awesome. See how that works? Okay. Yeah, we're still live, Jay. We're still rolling. Okay, hey, did you get the memo? What is this? What happened last week?
That was last week, right in the middle
What?
of the show,
Now, oh, it is on there. The Central Dispatch website currently down. They planned maintenance in the middle of a Thursday?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Anybody believe that?
Nope. Nope.
See, and that's what I love. Isn't this evidence that maybe not everything is as it seems? Planned maintenance, really?
Because we get a notice when you first go into Central if they're going to do
Come
maintenance.
on,
They
man.
do it on the weekends and in the evenings, and they tell you exactly when they're going to do it. So, yeah, that wasn't even
This
planned.
is literally the president slipping on the steps on the way to Air Force One and saying, "No, I didn't know. I that didn't. I meant to do that." Yeah. Now I'm saying that in jest because this is a ridiculous message.
Yeah.
504, ridiculous message. We planned to be down in the middle of the day. That is hilarious. I'm so glad you're doing this. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. So awesome. Oh God, what a bright future. Hey, you've been hacked. So what is going on? Who's getting hacked?
Well, and that's a funny story too. You know the company that, you know how we got hacked and they stole that car? I got a call from the broker yesterday, and he's like, "What number did you call from when you called to tell us that everything had been hacked? Because we can't find, because we caught, we, what did he say? We record every phone call, blah, 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 and we can't find the call." And I gave him my number, and I'm like, "They're going to try to say that, well, I made this all up." Wait, you know what I mean? Oh, he comes back, "I found it now." And then just hung up the phone. I'm like, "I've talked to the cops. I've given them all the information. This is real. We didn't steal your car. The cop even knows we didn't steal the car." So I don't know what that was about. They're just looking for somebody else to blame, I
Right,
guess.
they're sniffing around for excuses, it
Yeah.
sounds to me.
Yeah.
I know they're in here, so let's get to that part. Because I want you to tell the story. We are going to be live next week at Car Conference, me and Ty. The dumpster fire is going to Caesar's Palace, which is crazy. That's really happening. Let's see here. The IARA, we had them on last night. I'm talking on Thursday. And what was so this? I'm actually going to put this slide up on the screen in a ballroom at Caesar's Palace next Thursday.
Awesome.
I know, it's crazy. People in suits are going to be like, "What?" But but it's real, and we know it's real. Here we go. Here's your story. Okay, so
Oh, yeah.
Let's start from the top because
So
I
this is the
can't
one
find
that Jen
any.
was yelling at.
Yes, I
Yeah.
can't find. You know what? These guys deserve it. Let
Yeah.
her rip.
So, anyways, we dispatched the car to them. They showed up to pick up the car. I guess it didn't run and drive. We did not know that. I guess what had happened, it had been sitting there for a while at a repo yard. And so they called us and told us they couldn't take it because they couldn't get it started. We said, okay, we canceled the load. They called us back and told us they got it on and to redispatch it to them at, I think it was for 550. Then they demanded that they were going to get paid $800 or they weren't going to, it wasn't that they weren't going to take the car, obviously, because they stole it. But so then they went, took the car anyways. They would not remove it. Called the customer, told her that she was going to pay them $800 or she wasn't getting her car. Told them that they were, that told me my customer was no longer working with my company, even though they're the ones that stole the car. And so when they canceled the car on Central, then I can't give this place a rating because guess why? They canceled and they didn't deliver. So not only did they steal my broker fee from the customer, then I can't give them a rating and let people know that they steal cars and pull this kind of crap. And this isn't the first time this has happened to me. I've had it happen two or three times. I've given them proof of the bill of lading where they still took the car and delivered the car. And Central Dispatch always tells me that I do not have enough information, proof, whatever you want to call it. But now this time, it doesn't even matter. I can't give them a negative because they didn't deliver the car anyways. So she was so scared, she paid them whatever that she had to get the car. And this is another reason why their new transactional ratings suck, is because of stuff like this. So there's nothing that can be done. All I could do was call the cops. The lady didn't want the cops called because she didn't want her car not showing up at all. And like I told her, it may not show up at all anyways. I have nothing to help you with now, you know? So luckily it did show up and I do have a bill of lading proving that they did this, but what's the point? Central is doing nothing about any of this stuff. And in fact, that is the email that I sent to them. And guess what? From a week ago, I have still not heard anything about this whatsoever. Nada. So.
Incredible story. It's incredible. So let's see. Here's another. That company that stole the car from me, delivered the car, sent the lady at delivery this bill. Well, okay. Oh, so
Oh,
this,
and put my company at the top of it
yeah. Okay, so
on Super Dispatch.
okay, so I fuzzed that out because there's no need to repost. But I saw this on the BOL. Is this their number?
No, that's my number. They put
What?
all of my information. What you fuzzed out is my company.
Wow.
They went to Super Dispatch, and you
Okay, so
can't do
but
this,
what's
by the
down
way.
here?
No signatures.
Okay, but who did it get delivered to?
That's her name, I guess.
Like a
No, that's the
warehouse?
driver.
That's the driver. Oh,
Yeah, it
okay.
went to J&J Auto where the lady had the car delivered to.
What's J&J Auto?
That's my customer.
Okay. So
But yeah.
there's no way to catch these guys on this document?
No, because the document they use Super Dispatch and they change
Wow, that's
the
crazy.
name at the top to Murphy Auto Transport. So that they basically, I think the reason why they did that is that she couldn't do anything.
And
She has
Central
no
Dispatch is like,
information.
"We don't even
Whatever.
work. I don't know."
We're just a load board.
Sorry. Do you have to put that in the mail slot? Which brings us to the Metro Bot.
Yes, Metrobot.
Oh
Has
God.
anybody experienced the
The
Metrobot
Metro
over the last
Bot.
2 weeks?
Oh God. I
And
love
you
this. I just love this stuff. This is the best.
Well, and here's the thing,
I
and
think I
I've got
was
it up
born
so
to
we
do
can
this
show people
show.
too. So I was on the bot for something like 3 hours Monday morning because of a load cancellation that they would never answer. Said they would transfer you to a live person. Never happened for 3 hours. I kept saying hello, hello, hello. Finally got off, went back on, still nothing. We had a call, and they're like, "Oh, well, we canceled it." Well, how would we know that? Nobody's answering from the bot. Jen talked to someone yesterday, same exact thing. She was on there for over an hour, and she talks to one of them over there and like, "Well, we don't. What bot? What are you talking about?" The bot you have on for Assertus to ask questions and get a hold of somebody. And then I think it was Alina or somebody talked to them too. They do not care that this bot does not work at all. Moving on, they don't care. So,
Nobody cares.
nobody cares.
Nobody cares. I know. We've been saying it
But the
forever.
bot does not
Oh,
work. Trust me.
we even have a transcript.
Yep. There's the transcript.
Okay, bot says, hi there, got a question. Mm-hmm. And then we go, great, what do you need help with? Now, actually, I like this part where you can register to haul, book a new load, you need help with an existing load, technical issues. I think this is good.
Well, yeah, so, except that nobody answers.
Right. But everything just dumps into a round file.
Yeah.
But so blankety blank says, but I have a problem with the new chat. I can only chat with you on a new issue if I open a whole new page. I have a chat on my regular tab I keep open for the board, and I have an open chat from March 14th, and it won't clear off, nor has anyone else ever answered me.
Yep. Yep.
So,
and that was still the bot.
So it's kind of like a, it is a round hole.
Yeah, I mean, we have to call now.
It's a black hole. It should be called Black Hole Bot.
Yeah, and somebody that they talked to one of the girls yesterday, and she was a real snot about it.
Oh well. Oh, and that I guarantee.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works. I don't know what VHS training tape you got to watch in the back room, but it seems like the lowest level employee with the least amount of experience is the one to jump on the grenade first for no freaking reason at all.
Right.
Just destroying the communication process.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, right? Yeah. And because what'd you call her? A snot or whatever?
Yeah, she was pretty snotty about
it. She was pretty snotty. Of course she was. Yeah. It's on the resume. Will be snotty when confronted with confusion.
Well, right. And we're trying to explain all this to him.
Love it.
Did not care, just a snot about it.
Yeah.
I'll cancel your
And
note.
If snot doesn't work, I'm going to go to don't care.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Let's see here. Oh, but it was the dispatcher. Of course it was the dispatcher. Let's see here. Here's a good question. Central dispatches for auto transport. What if I don't transport cars? Can I still report the broker?
Like broker to broker? Is that
what I don't know. I don't know, but I like the question. I mean, it's part of the, you know, it's part of the yelpiness.
I never thought about that.
Right?
Okay, so it used to be if you wanted to put a negative against a broker, the only way you could do that is if they were double brokering a load.
Okay.
So that's the only time you could do that. I bet you can't do it at all anymore, because how would you do that, right?
And maybe that's the real reason here, is to protect the paying customer. Now you can't do that, and as a side effect, you can't report a carrier that canceled a load. Because I can't believe that anybody actually on a whiteboard somewhere was like, well, how do we help the carrier when they cancel a load? I don't believe that. I believe it's a negative side effect of some other bigger reason, which would make sense that, you know, yeah, double brokering, yeah, we don't, you know, newsflash. Dear company, we have no idea what double brokering is anymore. Don't talk about it.
Yeah, and you can't. You cannot
talk about this.
Another broker.
And if you hear anybody on YouTube talking about it, you can't watch that show.
Yeah.
There's
no giving ratings to another broker at all on here.
Yeah, very good. Those are paying customers, and we're not messing with our customers. That's the podcast. You send in the emails. Oh, we got Car Should Be Guru coming up.
Okay.
So we're almost at the 1 hour, and I'll tell you what. Here, let's do this. We're gonna go back into. Do me a favor, Sue. Share the screen.
Uh-huh.
We'll see what we missed in the live chat. Maybe we've got a route scout to do. Well, yeah, let's take a look at the load board. Oh, and when we come back, let's talk about Super Load Board. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verifications of loads, where nobody ever answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
Murphy Auto Transport Services, dispatching, brokering information. If you don't know, Sue does keep all kinds of different, she creates files and lists of like brokers and packets, and she's got a lot of information And how does one get to that information, Sue?
Send me an email at murphyautotransport31 at yahoo.com.
That's it? Just email and you'll send
it? I can give you the top 12 that we have with all their information. If you need a insurance list where it all needs to go for the major brokers, I keep that. I'll help you out as much as I can.
That's awesome.
I have spots available as well if you need a dispatcher.
Oh, you do? Okay, I was going to ask you that too. Okay, so you do have what in your eyes? What do you got? What are you looking for?
I have one girl that can do a 3 or 4 car hauler. I have another one that specializes in that. I just got Vance a 7 car, so I think he might be full. And I do have another lady that does. That she does the bigger car haulers, like the 9-10s too.
Ooh.
So I have availability all over the board basically right now.
I like what you just said about, because like I didn't like booking for stingers.
Yeah.
So to hear that you have somebody looking for that is actually great.
Yeah.
The thing is that you're going to see it. You're going to see, duh, you don't need a dispatcher and all this stuff. Well, ice cream comes in all flavors. I mean, it just may happen that your business could use a dispatcher, and it's not that you don't know what's going on, it's that you've got too much going on.
Right.
It's like any other business. You reach the, if you're growing enough, you can't do everything. And if you find yourself in that position, maybe a dispatcher is what you're looking for.
Well, and true, and you're driving. You should be able to drive. That's what we're here for, is to make it easier.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you're bumping down the road, you're trying to book loads. This is a phone I'm holding. You're bumping down the road, and you're trying to book loads. This sounds like is that a Kenny Loggins song?
I don't know.
Super Load Board. What are we, why are, you know, what's happening?
Oh, well, we were talking about going to Super Load Board, so I had
it. Of course we were.
There we go.
Well, why are we talking about it? Because if you're tired of the craziness, head on over to Super Load Board, right?
True. And not just as a transporter, as a broker, too. You can list your cars through here. They automatically go on central dispatch as well. But then there's a button that most of these people put a button on there that says, if you want this load, click the Super Dispatch button. You click it, it takes you right to the load on the load board, and you tell them when you want to pick up and deliver. If they need a contract sign, it tells you there. If they need insurance, it tells you there. You request it, and then you'll hear from them, or an email come through that you got the load. So, and you can ask for more money. You don't have to just settle for whatever's on there. There is a button. In fact, let's just look at one really
quick. Wait, can you talk to human beings?
Well, not. Okay, so.
You can't.
As, yes and no. Okay, so if you're needing help with Super Dispatch, absolutely. There's somebody there on the chat line. If they're not on there right then, they'll be with you in 5 minutes that will help you through any questions or concerns. I've literally had them call my drivers before when they couldn't figure out how to use the app on their phone and stuff like that, just to help them figure it out. Now, loads here that are listed on the board are totally different. Those are for the brokers. Like you can see, the very first one says Adcock Direct. Okay, so you would be just talking to them if you wanted this load and you wanted to speak to them. So for example, I'm just going to click on it so you guys can see it. This is where you put in your pickup date, your delivery date. If you want more money, you highlight that, and let's say I'm gonna put $250 in, then you place a bid. As you can see right here, it says shipper requirements. That's the first thing it says. If you're not already signed up with them, get your certificate of insurance, send it to that email, and then there's a carrier packet right here, too, that you can grab on. In fact, let's just click on it. So this will also tell you anything about the broker that you're dealing with on Super Dispatch. They get ratings now, and if you look, they're 98% with 408 ratings. But here's, like, your link to fill out the form, the carrier packet. Let's see if it's... I like these. All you got to do is push buttons and it goes back to them. Yeah, it looks like you can fill it out online and it'll go right back to them without having to print it, scan it, and send it back. Now, keep in mind, this is what I find. If they don't answer your load request here in 5 or 10 minutes, you're better off to at least try to call whoever you're trying to get the load through, because sometimes they're not paying attention that they got a load request and you don't want to miss it. I've had them, because they list on Central Dispatch as well, they will give the load to somebody that called from Central and not necessarily not necessarily you doing it through Super Dispatch. So, like I said, if you're not sure, make that phone call and tell them, I just requested the load on Super Dispatch. am I going to get the load? Because, you know, we all need to know right away. That's the biggest thing here in this industry. We need to know if we got that load, if you're basing it off of something. And usually you'll find a lot of good loads on Super Dispatch. A lot of times they list them for more money, I've noticed, through here than they do elsewhere. And just because you ask for more money, just so you know, does not mean you get it. I've asked for lots of times more money, and they will like counter offer you for maybe a little bit more. Maybe like if you're asking 50 and they're going to give you 25, they will counter offer to you. Or you can just not take it. So it's up to you. You can reject the load. So to me, it's a little bit easier than doing the back and forth thing with on the phone. And they're like, why do you want more money? Kind of crap. And you're like, well, because gas is $5 a gallon. This way, if you want to just do it this way and not have to deal with the person doing that back and forth with you, you can do it this way. And I've noticed, I don't know if anybody else noticed, but there's more and more brokers adding to Super Dispatch every day. So just watch that. And another thing you need to be aware of is keep a list if you're not familiar with this, because like TurnTime, for example, doesn't have the Super Dispatch button on there, but I know that's where you go to get the loads. RCG, I know that's where you go to get the loads. So keep a list so that you know, if they haven't put that Super Dispatch button on there, that you know what you're supposed to do, especially when you're first starting out. It's hard to remember.
I wonder if Super Dispatch could put a list together. That'd be kind of neat.
That would be.
Now, but you know, one of the things I think that I saw is you're saying I can book a load on Super Load Board without making a phone call.
Right.
You can't do that on Central Dispatch.
No.
All right. Okay, no. So... but like you said, if you do place a bid and you hear nothing back soon,
call
them.
Yeah. There's now, a few brokers on here that do not answer.
Because that, in fact, what's interesting, maybe that'd be helpful too, is just to know that. Because I know, like, that was one of the things I liked about Ready Auto, One Dispatch.
Right.
I could book cars anytime without talking to anybody.
Right.
It's not that I didn't want to talk to anybody, but you just book it, right?
Right.
In fact, you'd be on the phone and you're booking a load on One Dispatch.
Same thing with United Road.
You're putting your route together.
Right.
That's one of the nice things here is you can do that too. You could be on the phone negotiating with somebody and pressing a button on Super Load Board, filling your truck.
Now, keep in mind, the only loads that you can book immediately are these ones that say book now only.
Okay.
Lightning bolt.
That's good to know.
Then you don't have to worry about the back and forth or waiting for them to accept it. You know it's a done deal. You've already taken that load. Backlot cars, most of their stuff are the Lightning book now, unless you want more money.
And is this also why do you want to be a verified carrier?
Yes, you can't book loads unless you're a verified carrier.
What do you do there? How do you become
a verified
carrier?
Is, for example, you go to carrier profile, if you saw that little green thing.
Yeah, okay, go to carrier profile.
So that means I'm verified.
Okay,
so
cool.
So what they want you to do is you have to put in your cargo insurance, your W-9, your DOT, all that stuff.
That's not a big deal. You already have that anyways.
No, and then they verify it.
Okay, so it's not like a bunch of crazy, and it's not like a 30-minute survey.
No, it's the normal thing you have to even do for Central Dispatch.
Okay, cool.
Those are the three things you always have to give them. Your MC, your W-9, and your certificate of insurance. I also recommend not just putting it on the board if you're wanting to get verified right away. There is an email for Super Dispatch. You can send it to them, and if they've always done it for me. But if you say, hey, I need this urgent, could you take care of this for me right away so that I can get some loads booked? A lot of times they'll take care of it for you. So
let's do a route scout. What's it like to be a carrier and run around? Because there's 3,000. Wow, 60 loads just moved while we were live.
Yep.
Yep, wow.
We're at 3,003 just a few minutes ago.
Wow, that's cool. All right, can we do a route scout on Super? Let's do it. Yeah, let's do a route scout. What should we search?
Let's just look out of Atlanta and see what's on.
Dang it. I was going to say, don't do Dallas to Atlanta.
No, I'm just doing Atlanta, period.
Oh, okay. Atlanta out.
Because you can do Atlanta to all. And the good thing is you have up to a 500-mile radius on this.
What? Year. You can pick your radius?
Yeah. 5 miles, 10 miles.
I'm not used to so many choices.
Yeah, I know.
What do I do? Oh, the freedom.
And I'm just going to leave it blank.
You won't find that on Central Dispatch.
I have to put all. No, I think you just leave it blank. All right. So let's just search it and see what's out of Atlanta. So it looks like there's up to 3-4 pages on
there. Okay, there's a lightning bolt. What's exclusive mean?
Exclusive. I don't know. Super Dispatch on here?
Oh, you won't find this load anywhere else.
That's why. This load
can be found only on cool.
Super Dispatch. Which, I'll tell you what, backlots usually list, they always list their cars on here at least 2 hours before they end up on the load board.
All right, where's the clickety-click? And by the way, what did they put in the first column? Where to where?
Yeah,
right?
What we
then
wanted.
Then vehicle, yep. Then broker.
Then the money, yep. Well, then how it's getting paid and then money. So if you were to click on this, all you're doing to get the load is this. You're putting in your pickup.
Oh, and there's everything, and you can book it. Okay. Yep.
There you go.
Oh, that's okay.
Now you have
I'm
to be
okay
a member of Backlot Cars, just so you know. So
but I didn't need to clickety click to learn what the load was.
No, huh? Yeah. And the best part about backlots is they always put a picture of the car on there.
Oh, I love
so
that.
So you can see it too. I wish they'd all do that.
Shoot, that
especially when
standard.
They're a big pickup truck or you know something funky.
Incredible.
You know,
yeah,
I love that.
Right, like a U-body crane with an ice cream cone.
And unfortunately, not everybody does that. Here's one that doesn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Now,
well, this is why actually this is why Backlot Cars is a big deal everywhere is they've raised the bar.
Yeah, they really have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Backlot Cars.
Everybody
and they
does.
Always pay.
Justin Davis, the founder of Backlot Cars, he is a much desired executive at trade shows. I mean, he's like a celebrity. Yeah. It's
That's
like
awesome.
Elon Musk rolled in. That's two Elons in one show.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, Backlot Cars is one of my favorite places to work with, and because they're on here
and they're on Super Load Board. Well, of course they are.
I mean, it's bing bang boom, you're done.
Yeah.
And usually I will ask for money if I don't think the price is right. Sometimes they give it to you, sometimes they don't. You know, you got to work with what you got to work with.
Okay.
So it's up to you.
Gotcha.
They usually always, like back when it was COVID time, you could pretty much get whatever you want. It's kind of like at ACV. But now that we're into the slow season, you may not get, you know, exactly what you want.
Hey, sidebar. Are you moving many ACV cars right now?
I actually have on 3, 4, 5 right now.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you think that their business is growing?
Or
I don't know.
I think they're about the same.
About the same.
Sure
okay.
The load
do they? Do you go to the ACV load board? I know I just took a hard right turn, but I'm curious.
Here, let me see. I'll tell you what's on there. Yeah, I'm on it right now because I just taken a load for them.
Hey, let's take a look at it. And let's finish up here, and then we'll go to ACV.
Oh well, whoops! I already showed you ACV.
Oh.
Right. Anyways. So they have 516 loads.
Why does it kind of remind me of Cars Arrive? Does it do that for you?
Maybe the colors, because it's
I don't know. Okay. All right.
I think it's easier to use than Cars Arrive, for sure.
Well, anything's easier. Jeez.
Well, I mean, all you're doing is clicking. Like, if I wanted this load for ACV, you click on that. You select the job. You're going to put in your pickup and delivery dates. Now, if you don't put instant book, you don't get it instantly. So if you're going to keep it for the price, make sure you press instant book so you have it. If you're wanting to change the price, definitely don't push instant book. But once you push instant book, you immediately have it in your My Jobs account is where it would be.
Yeah, and I like this. Looks good.
Here's your load.
Right.
There's your dispatch sheet. There's your release slip.
This looks
good. And the great part is it goes right into Super Dispatch. All you got to do
get out of here. They're working with Super Dispatch?
Yes, it's awesome.
Oh, man. Nice.
So all you do is, like, I'm going to do look at my dispatch sheet. I'm going to save it. And then all I got to do is go to my guy's account for Super. Let's get out of this just so I can show you guys how easy it is. And then just import load.
Wow.
And there it will be.
So right now, you just moved the ACV dispatch into the driver's account on the Super TMS, right?
Yeah. And then all you're going to want to do, because all ACV cars come with an ACV.
And it's the driver. Yes, this is another reason to have a dispatcher. As the driver, you don't have to worry how this happened.
Right.
You just have the information inside your mobile app.
Right.
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 Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and this is where you upload attachments. Now, if you got the load through Super, they should have any attachments already attached to it.
Right.
But if you're putting in your own loads, this is where you drop them, and it's super
That's
easy.
Actually a handy function. You don't always need an attachment, but there might be a gate pass through somebody's email that you just can't get from anywhere else.
Right.
attach Absolutely. That. Oh, yeah.
That's where you put your Mannheim gate passes. That's where, you know, anything like that, that's where you're going to stick them all at for the driver.
Yeah.
Or if there's a bill of lading they've got to use, you're putting it in there. Now, yep. Same thing if they're taking their pictures, like if they're at the Mannheim doing a load, they can also take a picture of that gate pass and put it on there with your pictures, too. So if, in case they show up and then somebody says there's damage on the car, there's your gate pass with all the damages listed, and they can show it right then when they do the delivery, which is also awesome. So
freaking cool, man.
Yeah.
That is great. And now, so we just saw this process through ACV. Are there other places you book cars that are going into Super?
Everything through Central will go over.
Okay.
Every load.
Okay.
Now, Metros does not transfer. You have to type it all in.
So if you book a Metro load, you can't put it in a Super.
No, no. We used to.
Why
be
not?
To,
is not the bot really against it?
I'm not really sure. They've changed a lot of their format, and I thought Super Dispatch was working on that for us to get that corrected. Now, United Road will transfer over.
United Road does not transfer over.
You have to type in a new. Cars Arrive does transfer over. They even have, if you download it.
There should be a list of companies that you can import into.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I want to share that every Thursday.
Where is it at? Google apps. If you download the Super Dispatch tool, then you can download.
Why wouldn't you import into Super?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Or?
Well, now why? I mean, camera one, why would any company refuse to let your dispatch sheet import into Super Dispatch?
I don't know if it's necessarily that. I know that's through Super Dispatch themselves. I don't know if they have to get permission to let certain companies from
but
certain
why
companies
wouldn't,
to do it. I mean, yeah, why wouldn't they let them?
Let's say
know.
You're... It rhymes with Get Slow. All right, let's say you're Get Slow.
Okay.
All right? You've known about Super forever.
Right.
Why wouldn't you allow Get Slow to be imported into the Super Dispatch system so you can get it to your driver because your driver wants to use Super Dispatch BOL? Why wouldn't Get Slow be set up? I mean, it's not like they don't know about it.
Right. No. Why, clue.
Right? No. Right. No. The answer is no clue.
Right. So, and I don't know if it's because Super Dispatch has to make.
Somebody has to ask these questions. It's me, right?
So this is what I would think why some of them do not work and some of them
Okay.
They're different formats. So okay. Super Dispatch has to format it in their system so that it could be transferred over, shall we say. Okay? So I don't know if it's because of that.
But technology
got to get it okayed before they do it.
Technology's a thing, right?
Right. Like, right. Absolutely.
Do you think we can find a couple coders to work on that kind of C-sharpity,
whatever they call it?
A little JavaScript?
Super Dispatch,
just
like several Metro loads, several new loads, several to help them.
Oh, Bold Auto Logistics found the answer. They want their own ePod. okay. Okay,
true.
And why would Get Slow want their own ePod? Let's follow this wild and woolly train of logic. What's the point? Why would you want
their
your own
main
ePod?
Reason for it is so they can track the driver for themselves, for their customer.
Okay. Track their
that's
own driver.
That's the main reason. Okay.
Which is, I mean, everybody wants to know where the driver is.
Yes. That's,
even though,
I think that's
which is funny because even
reason.
Though every human being on this continent has a cell phone
right.
with a tracking device in it, but
right.
you know, never mind.
Right.
All right, but is it just the tracking? Or is there something?
I think that's a huge part of it.
All right. Well, what else is so great about their ePod?
I don't like it.
Does anybody can anybody answer that?
Yeah.
Why is your ePod the greatest?
Better than anybody else's. Yeah.
Right.
Or why do we have to use multiple ePods when half the time
we use different colors?
Yeah.
In our branding.
Yeah. There you go.
That's why.
Yeah. So Bold agrees with me. That's right.
Oh God.
Yeah. Which I get, you know, but here's the thing.
ATI does love the carrier. We're speaking the carrier's language.
So are you worried about tracking the cars to make sure, you know, it's on its way? Are you worried about tracking the cars because they're going to steal it? You know, what's your basis behind this? Right?
Ooh, okay, claims. That's a good one. Okay, claims.
You can't. Here's my thing with that.
Okay.
I've had this happen. I don't trust, for example, Vinlocity. Once you use Vinlocity... You cannot go back and change anything. If you find more damage, it's locked in. You can't even see your own pictures. You can't access that at all, which is not fair because this happened to John, for example. He used Super Dispatch and he used Vinlocity. They try to claim that he damaged the like the front bumper was broken off. They told us we couldn't access our pictures, but they by accident sent me a picture of the customer who had run it up on the curb and knocked the freaking bumper off. And then they said, whoops, you weren't supposed to see that.
Oh my God.
Right? Oh, there was my number one trust issue with using Vinlocity.
Hey, so 504, down for planned maintenance.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's a real story?
That's a real story. He still had to pay. Because they said it didn't matter that they had their pictures. And I'm like, well, he went around with them. I think he got them down on the price. But still, I didn't think it was right either.
Because
all that happened was is a clip came off while he was driving it. Just, you know, they have those stupid plastic clips on your bumpers. I mean, everything's plastic anymore. So a clip had come off. But what really ruined it was them driving it up over the top of the freaking thing and taking it off the rest of the way. And that wasn't him that did it. It was the customer that did it. So, you know. There you have it.
Well, and there you have it. The customer's always right.
There you go.
And yeah.
That's not fair either.
No, it's not. Wow, what a bunch of... Wow, that's awesome. Well, that's a great story. And it, I think it paints a clearer picture of why GetSlow is not going to be using Super Dispatch.
Yeah.
It's just not going to.
And well, and the agreement originally, when maybe, I want to say 2-3 years ago, Metro agreed to let us use Super Dispatch. So did Cars Arrive. I don't know where that went by the wayside, but both of those places were on the list of...
It was the dispatcher.
...approved EBOL systems. Yes. So, I'm still using it.
Yes, ATI has the carriers. That's correct. We are speaking the carrier's language. Yep. It's clear that if you go through the bot, they'll stop you there, right? We'll stop you at the bot.
Yes.
And if you get past the bot...
Good freaking luck.
What is the protocol? What do we do if they get past the bot? Oh, mail slot people. Mail slot people.
There's your bot right here.
Oh, here's the bot.
From there.
Can we do this? Can we show this live? Are we in kind of like, you know, is there any hot water? Are we facing any actions?
No, I can put in I'm a carrier and say, look, and it's for customers too. So if they're not answering us, are they answering the customer?
Honestly, on its face, I think this is cool. Where does it not get cool?
When it goes nowhere. And you sit for 2 to 3 hours and nobody answers you and keeps saying, we're going to put you with the live person and nobody comes on.
So this is the problem. So you know this from user experience.
Yes.
It doesn't go anywhere. You can't get anywhere.
No. It just sits there, keeps saying, we're going to put you with a live person.
It's hilarious.
And never goes anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Three
it's
hours
a hamster
later. Yeah.
Hamster wheel bot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is really funny.
So you either got to call them or send an email.
And here's what's great. Why would the customer need to use the chat
bot? Well, that's why I'm sitting here going, I didn't even notice it said I'm a customer until
But they can show this in the demos, and the customer's like, wow, this is so incredible.
Right. They're not telling them you're going to talk to a bot and nobody comes in and does anything.
But it doesn't go anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, awesome.
Really? Look at Carlos's. What he said. I said, United Road tried to get me on a damage claim.
And if we're wrong, you're invited on the show. Tell us how we're wrong. Seriously.
Yeah.
Do it. Everybody's invited. That's what ATI is. I realize it's been some knuckle-cracking Thursdays, but... We're serious. You are invited onto the platform and explain how we're wrong, how this is amazing, and we got it all wrong. You're invited. We'll do multiple shows, and we'll dive into the demos and bring on the team. I am absolutely serious. That goes for every platform out there, every tech company, from the executive to the dispatcher. You're invited on this show to explain how we got it wrong, okay? All right, cool.
Okay, so Reed Carlos's United Road tried to get him a damage claim from last September.
Oh, my God.
And he sent them he sent them the damage that was on pickup and delivery. But it like what? September? That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
And you're right, Hotshot. Usually United Road does pay peanuts. Sometimes you get really good loads. Like we had happen at $1,000 a piece a few months back. That was clearly a mistake, but they had to pay us anyways. So.
Wow. Wow. Let's see. Okay, so what other... Okay, we got 10 minutes left. We're not going to do the Larry. The Larry... Tuesday night was IARA. Wow. Which is... It's IARA is awesome, but it's more relevant to the conference we're going to be at next week. Auto remarketers and consigners. But here, I'll tell you what. What's a consigner? Let's just do that one question. What is a consigner? And if you don't know, I have no problem with that. Literally, I'll make fun of the bots and the whatnots and the snotty people. But when it comes to definitions and terms, I actually really want everyone to know. So what's a consigner? A consigner is somebody who has something that needs to be sold and hires a third party to handle that transaction. And for that service, they will take part of the money from the sale. A consigner is like a fleet company, is like a... You know, a company with vehicle inventory to unload. And that's why auctions love consigners, because they have a lot of vehicles. Now, why does this matter? Because that's who you're hauling for. That's the customer. Bring me back to that Get Slow page for a second. Where we saw the bot.
Yeah.
See where it says, I am a carrier or I am a customer? The consigner is the customer. That's who has the vehicles, right? Finance companies, lenders. These are the companies you're hauling cars for. And you want to get to know these companies, even if you can't get their business. At least know whose vehicles you're hauling. Ally Financial or GM Credit or, you know, whatever it is, these are the consigners, the auto remarketing companies. And I say all this at a high volume because next week at Car Conference, that's who Ty and I are hanging out with. I mean, Honda Financial, GM Financial, Primeritus, Ally, they're all going to be, that's why we're going. And that's why it just so happens that the companies that are scooping up the business and posting the loads on the load boards, they're going to be there too. That's why we know what we know now about how this industry works, about how the loads get posted on the load boards, about how the customers don't know that auto transport is a saloon and a wrestling ring. They don't know. We are literally the only place to find this information out. It's ATI Auto Business. Tell a friend. Do us all a favor and help us get the word out so we can get the voice of the carrier out. Because nobody else is doing that. Or you can go to the bot. You know. Well, we got all kinds of crazy. Look at this Hotshot Izzy. Yeah. Taking martinis in the super chat. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
I wanted to talk about. What was it?
Shamel James is here. Cool. That's awesome. Now, what did you say?
There was something that I had sent you an email that we needed to talk about.
I got a couple here. Yeah.
I remember. Okay. So, new drivers.
Yeah.
About earning your stripes. It really is about earning your stripes now with this new transactional rating. Well, we're finding out because we have some new people that have signed up. You can't get ratings from these people. It's damn near impossible. And you definitely can't get ratings ahead of time anymore like we would do sometimes. But the worst part is we've done loads. Can't get people to give us ratings. Good, bad, or ugly. Nothing. Either they don't understand how it works, which would be my guess, or they don't care. Now, you know, I always tell you that we'll give them a rating and then we'll send them an email that says, please give us a rating in return, blah, 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 blah. Still nothing. Nothing. I still have this guy who's been on the road for a month now and has no ratings, and nobody will do it. And Jen has literally called and asked them to do it, and they won't do it. So that sucks. And because I don't know if everybody knows, but certain brokers expect you to have a certain amount of ratings before they'll even let you sign up, let alone the amount of time you have to be doing this. So how are you supposed to do that if you can't get people to give you ratings?
And you know what? You made a good point, is that, and that's another thing that I think we're going to see. Once many brokers that have relied on Central Dispatch write ratings or whatever for that gate to be part of their process, once they begin to realize how bad this is, now the Avalanche will be ready to search for the new great load board. That's coming.
God, I'm drinking.
They may not even know. I bet you a lot of these brokers don't even know. They've got these systems in place.
Yeah,
you need 20 ratings on Central, yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
And when they find out that that's been stunk up, now what do we do?
Well, and then on top of it, you can't get ratings from any of the big brokers because they don't use Central Dispatch either. They send you the loads via their company or their load board. It's like RAT, Metro, a new wholesale. There's no ratings because they didn't deliver the car. So there's no ratings they can give us anymore either, let alone us give them ratings. So that's something they weren't thinking about either when they did this whole rating situation. Is that there will be no more ratings for their companies, the big companies, the big brokers. That's not going to happen anymore.
This is an exciting time.
Sue is pissed about the new ratings still.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, she is.
I am.
And we're here.
Every day.
We are here to get... Who else is going to talk about? Oh, by the way, YouTube just made an update. This is so great. This is a screenshot from YouTube.
Really?
I didn't even know how many we had.
That's for all of yours, though, right?
This channel has 795, well, now it's 796 videos.
Wow.
You can't get to that number without telling a lot of truth. You can't. This is why I love, and I tell Ty, I love when somebody else creates a new podcast. I tell Ty, let me know if they get to episode 10.
Yeah.
Because we're at 795, dude. And you can't walk your dog by the side of the highway and tell people they're going to get rich for 795 videos. You can't do it. There is no other channel in automotive that is willing to go this far to share this information that we've all been dying for, and we're doing it here. I'm so proud of the channel. And it's not just me. I mean, you're here. Ty is here. We got Brian Riker on Wednesdays. We got folks in the live chat. We have increased our network is nuts now. When I have meetings with people and I'm talking about, you know, advertising and this and that, I'm like, you wouldn't even believe the network we've got. I had a meeting yesterday where we were talking to an independent dealer education group that has nothing to do with auto transport. But then Ty's like, hey, do you guys have a logistics module in your education program? And they're like, nope. Well, there you go. You do now. It's so amazing. From dealers to auctions to tech companies, repo, port, insurance, and on it goes. ATI, that's how we got to 795 videos. We included everybody. Crazy. Tomorrow, Ty's going to be at America's Auto Auction in Kansas City. They're doing open interviews and other information. This should be an interesting show. We're going to be live at Car Conference next week. We love these trade shows. We've learned so much. And now we're actually, like, you know, we're meeting a lot of interesting people. It's getting really interesting. But we understand our roots. We understand the message. We're the only group offering an option to the narrative. It's the only channel where you're just going to get truth. It's crazy. Now, there are other shows. I've seen some automotive podcasts, especially in the dealer side, and there's truth there too. But when it comes to this vertical, shoot, man. It's hard to find it. As soon as we figure out why GetSlow won't allow you to use Super Dispatch, we're going to learn something. And these are the things that we have to figure out. What's the deal? And then everyone says follow the money, right? Follow the money?
Yep.
Who is the update specialist in car hauling? Alex asks the question.
What does update specialist mean?
I'm not sure, but I like it. Who is the update specialist? Alex is going to tell us.
Yes, let us know.
We're waiting with bated breath. But that's the thing. That's what this is all about. It's ATI. Yeah, I knew that was the answer. Which, again, is all of us. I'm just the ringmaster. I mean, yeah, I'm on camera most of the time, but, you know, yeah. But send in the news. I'm going to check my email right now, see if there's anything else that got sent in. No, that's okay. So, but we're here. So jump down in the ditch with us. Okay. All right, listen, it's 1:30. I want to thank everybody. Thank you guys so much in the live chat. Thank you for your contribution, your attention, your participation, and your likes. Don't forget to tell your friends. We do have some products down below these videos. We're trying to add some merch, mugs and t-shirts and hats and stuff. I don't know I don't think we've sold anything. I'm really not worried about it. I make almost no money on YouTube. It's silly. Like, I get like a notification each month. I'm like, that's embarrassing. But anyways, you know, hey, it's a living or not. But this is ATI. This is ATI Auto Business. Sue, thank you for everything you do.
Yeah, no problem.
So no show next Thursday.
Okay.
I'll be speaking in a week. But what I'm going to try to do, okay, here's what's going to happen next week, is that Tuesday night's live, we're going to be live at Car Conference. They're going to be having these consigner awards. Remember I talked about consigners?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They're going to give some awards to consigners. I don't even know exactly what that means, but consigners are important.
Right.
The word consigner sounds like a snooze button. When you wake up in the morning and you're tired and you hit the consigner button? It's not that. It's not a snooze button. It should be an excitement button. So they're going to have the Consigner Excitement Awards Tuesday night. Wednesday, Tie Talks. Oh. Well, there is nowhere else to get the updates, Alex. That's the problem. Like, you literally can't get updates. And Central Dispatch puts out little videos. Is that an update? I'm asking. Is that an update? Does anybody even know the video came out? I heard about it on ATI, right? There is nowhere to get updates. I mean, you can go to the Facebook groups, but does that count? What kind of updates? You're just getting random. That's totally, you have no idea what you're going to get. All right. Ty will talk Wednesday. I will talk Thursday. And then we'll have Cars on the Move Friday as a wrap up. It's all Car Conference next week. Thank you guys so much. All right. I've gone way too far. What do we say, office?
What do we say, everybody? Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much. And please do join our live coverage at Car Conference next week from Las Vegas. Thanks so much. Take care.
All right. See ya.
All right. See ya. Bye. Thanks.